From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws. The bill permits the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries like Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is concerned about actions such as the one taken by Austria.
Such policies and measures negatively affect the obligations of member states under international humanitarian law and European law.
Ban Ki-moon. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. The airstrike was part of a violent 24 hours in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has denied signing any agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Meanwhile, the U.S. is increasing cooperation with Asian allies to counter China's assertive behavior in the South China Sea. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke to the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Thursday. This is VOA News.